Hey, everybody, it's Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. I already got guys pushing my buttons over here. Joining us on the show today, of course, the other half of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff and Stephen Lewis, is back in the studio. What were we calling this show again today?
2024 Dirt Racing Season Primer.
There we go, 2024 Dirt Racing Season Primer. Yeah. Which means we don't know what the hell we're going to talk about today, but we're going to make it fun. Anyway, today's show brought to you in part by Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. All right, we are back on a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. Joining us today, Stephen Lewis, and of course, Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys. Bunch of different things that we need to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is, this is unreal. I like this. The new Busch Light cans, you know, they get the collector's editions. And as you see my Busch Light sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Scotty Iverson, by the way.
I got one.
Yeah, I know you did. You didn't get the memo too late. I sent it to you too late.
But it's okay.
Anyway, the new Busch Light cans.
They're beautiful.
They got channel catfish on them. How about that, channel catfish?
It's like they recognize what we do.
I know.
Yeah. They just don't give us any money to put their stuff on.
You know, the thing is I talked to some of the distributors, and they always seem to mention, you know, John, we're going to have to start giving you some Busch Light because you guys are always talking about it all the time. And I'm like, okay, put your money where your mouth is. I mean, put your beer where your mouth is, man.
Yeah.
And hook us
we're
up
ready
with
for
some
it.
Busch Light. We are.
Anytime now.
And especially, since you never drink any. But look at this dude over here.
Yeah, what's up with this?
Stephen Lewis is drinking a Busch Latte.
He's drinking a Busch Latte today. I'm over here enjoying my Coca-Cola. You know, I haven't had a Coke in like 3 weeks.
Really?
So this is a nice little...
Were you jonesing for a Coke?
Yeah.
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 Different seat, different responsibilities.
Yeah. See, when he sits over in your chair, he won't have one.
Oh.
Because then he's a co-host and he's afraid.
Is this the official co-host chair? Is this
it is
one?
The official co-host chair.
I started that.
You're not here enough to know that.
I know, right? You assholes.
And so it begins.
Already people watching us. Tori Martin down in Florida. Steven! Jeff Cornels. Oh, Chewy.
Oh, buddy.
Dude is back. Hello from home in beautiful southern Minnesota.
Dude. Chewy's back. I got chills just seeing him up there.
I did too.
That is cool.
Thank goodness his better half has been keeping some of us informed on what's been going on with him. Our thoughts and prayers have been with Chewy and Heather the daughter. And man, I tell you what, I can't wait. He claims he's going to try to get back up here soon. I can't wait to see them all. Nick Curtis, good morning. Keith Cumming, good morning, everyone. Amanda Jo Enright was the first one. She beat him.
So you know why we really have just kind of a nice show just to kind of vent a little bit, talk about some things and have some fun experience. But really why Steven's here? He's going after Amanda's record. That's what's happening.
There's
an inside thing.
You must know off the top of your head.
It's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You've been here nine times.
Nine times.
Nine. So, yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I didn't even know that was the truth, but I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going for it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. And another thing, you probably know this, we're working on that 200th show. We're trying to correlate it with the World of Outlaws. We're really close.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to have a replay of something else, I think, up here. But how cool would that be? Because our plan is we'd like to set up out of the Speedway.
Yes.
For that show.
Yep.
And if we could get, I know Johnny is probably going to be up coming through, hopefully with his guitar, but we'll get Wes. And gosh, if Chewy could get up here, that'd be cool. We could start running those guys through and then sit down and talk with them for 10 minutes or so.
Right.
And get some of the race car drivers in, and I think we would have a great time. Jeff says, Chewy says, getting better every day. Health. Heather and Princess Macy are taking excellent care of me.
Awesome.
Nick, I was getting a check from a customer. That's who I didn't have it on
right away. Oh, yeah.
Second place is first loser. remember that, buddy.
Hey, you know, that's if they do this, like Tommy was telling us, like if we can make this work, we're gonna put it like on the stage, is what Tommy was saying, and he like, I'll get you power. So I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah, we better do that.
You know, I can't believe it. We're so excited about this. I forgot to do our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me.
Let's see how crappy this one is.
Heather McDonald, good morning. About time. Yeah, we're a little late. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. If you want to call this a joke, you know, dirt track racing, it's kind of like sex. Yeah, dirt track racing is...
I wasn't ready for that.
That wasn't even the punchline.
I know, but that was... Okay, anyway.
Okay, well, the setup's good. Bring it home.
Yeah. Dirt track racing is like sex. When it's good, it's incredible. When it's bad, still pretty damn good.
You know when you drink and you got like an air bubble that happens after you did something? Like, that's what I had right now from that.
That's what you kids are calling it nowadays, huh?
Air bubble.
Yeah. Before what's it supposed to be? I don't know.
You went down a rabbit hole there.
Keep having this much fun, some serious things to talk about. Of course, Julie Peterson passed away. You can see the 93 down there in the left corner. Wife, of course, of late model driver Joey Peterson. Also mother of Lightning Sprint driver Kelsey. And now this year we'll be driving a late model, Tucker Peterson. She passed away Sunday at the age of 49. Visitation will be a week from today. That's next Thursday from 5 to 7 o'clock. Funeral will be Friday at 11:30 at Sacred Heart. Julie, you are going to be missed. And let's just take a minute here. All right. Thank you, guys. Also,
man, that hurt my heartstrings.
Yeah. Little Canada is a couple of guys short now, too. Doug Newfield passed away like a week or so ago. What a great guy. And also James, who hangs around with some of those guys, both passed away here in the last week or so. So, and it's horrible to hear. And by the way, Jared Hoff, better sing happy belated birthday to Chad, turned the big 40th on the 15th.
Thanks, Chair.
Happy birthday. Is that your brother?
That's my brother. Yeah, he's in Lisbon. Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay. I'm not going to sing happy birthday to you. We could get Dale and Steven, maybe?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Paul says thoughts and prayers of the Peterson family. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Whiskey Dick is pretty disappointing. A dry slick track is pretty terrible to watch. I'm not sure where that's going from. I sang to him via... Oh, you did get song. Okay.
It was hilarious. I loved it.
Was it good?
I was laughing.
Did she sing?
Well, she was just... She typed it out with like notes and then she...
Sure.
Thank you, Heather. That was cool. Yeah, thanks, Jer. Appreciate that, buddy. But
what else did I want to talk about
Let's go something happy times here.
I also wanted to mention the Racer Showcase.
That's my birthday. My swear.
There you go. You got that for your birthday present. That's cool. You can put that in the shop.
Yeah.
Right in your desk.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see what Dale did on my birthday today?
Put it on camera. I saw it.
Thank you, Dale. Yes. Thank you.
We are also Grand Forks Best Source, part of the Home of Economy Indoor Racer Showcase. They had one out in Devil's Lake this year, too. All went really well.
Yes.
Thanks to Dale and Paul, the producers, for going over there. I was out of town. And I was on vacation, so that was pretty cool. Devil's Lake was supposed to start this Saturday. They're going to put that off a week because, well, we're going to be in the 20s probably this weekend. River City Speedway starting May 10th. I have yet to hear. Are we going to have a test in tune? Have you heard?
I haven't heard yet.
I think last I saw maybe Thursday the 2nd.
Okay.
But don't quote me.
Okay. It'd be nice to do.
Dude, you're quoted.
It's all on tape right now.
It's official now. What do you got, Dale?
Yeah.
John, sorry, you mentioned the Indoor Racer Showcase there. Sorry to bring it back, back a little bit, but I think we have a car of the show. I have a picture on here.
Let's do that. Yeah, look at that. See, it says Julie Strong in the back. That, by the way, is Tucker Peterson's 27P, the brand new late model that we'll be seeing him drive. Did they wrap that right at Home of Economy, or was it wrapped when they brought it in?
I believe it was wrapped when they brought it in.
Okay.
Yeah, Cole Babcock did it. That's... Wicked wraps and fabrication, and you can see on the door there they put a bunch of memories on there. It looks like photo film. It's a bunch of memories of Julie there. Really well done, and it's a really nice piece. So.
Looks good. Looks really good.
It's gonna be really hard. I think to go to those races and look up in that corner and not see her there, but understand she's in a much better place now. But man, the first night of being at the racetrack, it's opening night's gonna be really hard.
It is. We've lost a lot of people this yes. last off season, and yeah, it's gonna be tough. Yeah. You know, we were talking about wrapping that car. Why don't you give a little plug to what you're doing now, Stephen? And thank you, by the way, for coming in here today
on early mornings like this.
Yeah.
Speedway Shots up here is kind of my main thing.
Where was that
thing.
Again? Where was that?
What's that?
I'm here.
Yeah,
up on the cranium.
Branding.
Yeah, know? There you go.
So Speedway Shots has kind of become the thing that I look after because Mike is busy with Superior Customs. I was trying to think yesterday when I was down there if there was any way, but he's wrapping a 53-footer right now. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at now and what we're doing. So,
but you've helped them too wrap cars too, because
a little bit here and there, trying to get better at that and trying to help there. I can more now. I've learned to design a little bit, mm-hmm. so try and take a little bit of that off his plate too. So, super busy keeping up with it, and things are rolling pretty good down there.
That's awesome.
And that's awesome. Before I forget. Kyle Lowney's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Happy birthday.
He's been reminding me every day for like the last 3.5 months. His birthday is tomorrow. No, not every day, but a lot. happy birthday, Kyle. I know he's getting ready to go on vacation, so he'll have fun.
Happy birthday.
All right. Now, since we have no idea what the hell we're going to talk about today,
let's open this up.
All right. You can
let's
start.
Let's open this up. I'm going to start.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we got to look at what the upcoming season is going to hold for us right now. What do we have? Different cars coming out. We have a couple of late model, and Nate Reynolds is going to be in a late model this year. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Tucker's going to be in one as well. One opening one that I'm going to kind of be excited about, really, is to see, because I watched her at testing to Kenna.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the B-Mod.
I mean, Dale was there.
That was awesome. Seeing
I'm glad you worked that in, because I was going to bring that up, too. Yeah. So
they gave her a ton of laps, too. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good.
That's kudos to Heather and Nolan for doing that. I mean, for sure, they want to make sure this is up and coming. And
mm-hmm.
you can see her in one of the lives that her mom shot, was coming in a corner, got a little squirrely, but got it back yep. under control. So I'm excited to see that. Two late models, unless there's probably some more, I suppose. Steven, if you can elaborate more, there's probably more things coming out there, too.
Travis Robertson will be back
okay.
in one.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, I don't know. I want to say I've heard of more, but
well, I know
not
we got
the mind right now.
Sprint car thing. We got Austin Pierce is no longer.
Yep, he sold everything.
Yep, and I believe we will be seeing that car hopefully out. Yep. Coming here.
Alex Trushinsky has yep. a 410 late.
Oh, that's right. That's now. Right. Yeah, yep. and mm-hmm. boy, he was fast in that. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be fun.
That would be cool.
You ever never met Kaylee Elizabeth before last
no.
weekend?
No.
Oh. She says, finally got to meet Jesus last weekend at Devil's Lake test.
I walked
tuned.
Up to the trailer afterward, and they threw the nickname at me, and I was like, how do you guys know that? You know, like, they knew it, too. So
Parker and I went to the showcase this year like we do every year since I started announcing his stuff. And he walked by Stephen, hey, Jesus.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You know? and he used to travel with me a lot down to Devil's Lake
uh-huh.
and hang out with Heather's kids and stuff. And they used to play Roblox or whatever in the back. And
they were the most mature ones in the booth.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for yeah. being the most mature ones.
Good job,
so.
Kids. Yep. Yep. Way to lead by example. Yeah. Good mm-hmm. job, everybody.
It's like, wait a minute. You don't look like Jesus I saw on Fremont Street yeah. in Vegas.
Steven and I were not very...
The kids never grabbed the broom and were smacking anyone yeah. with it. Or
hit
you know,
me in the back or shoving it into my nose.
Spraying bug fogger.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he sprayed bug fogger on my arm. And it broke out in a hive.
Who did? Just
bright Steven.
Wow.
I thought it was a can of air.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I went to give him a quick, you know.
A cool little bug fogger. I'm like,
but on the other hand, he didn't get bit by any bugs in that spot.
It was
pretty
clear in there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is something I didn't realize from Kaylee saying Heather let Jory wear the headset to talk her through the first round. It was awesome.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Oh, my God, the bug fogger. I forgot about that. Yeah.
You wait. She'll post. Heather will probably do that memory post again of Steven bugging me on there. And mm-hmm. yeah, and then me dancing or something. That's a lot of good times there. Mm-hmm. A lot of good times.
I want to change the subject just a little bit here because we're all over the place today. I wanted to bring up Kyle Larson. You know, we normally don't talk a lot about NAPCAR.
No.
But the fact that it's Kyle Larson and he races anything and he's really, really good at it. Have you seen what he's been doing in Indy? Because, you know, he's going to run the Indy 500 this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, okay, it's Kyle. Are you going to run the Indy 500? You just got to get a car and go. It's not that easy. You have to go through all their testing, all their training. You got to go. There's steps to take. Well, I know in the open testing that they had or practice like a week ago, everybody was there. He was the second fastest guy. Like, it's just nothing.
This is, just,
I mean,
it's stupid.
And, you know, we've seen it before. John Andretti tried it. Tony Stewart.
Jimmy Johnson
trying, well, yeah, running the both races.
Kurt Busch.
Yeah, the 500 and then the Coca-Cola 600. Yep. 1,100 miles of racing, and Kyle's going to try to do it this year. And, and I think he's, well, we'll see.
Honestly, that guy can wheel anything. Yeah.
I still remember the interview.
Put him in a lawnmower race.
Oh, yeah, in a wagon.
Yeah.
They're looking to get him a horse for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, are they? He's, small. Yeah, he's small enough, he probably could.
Yeah.
When I met him and he was here and he couldn't even come to my shoulder, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, man, you are tiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, John Andretti, because what happens is you run Indy, a helicopter will pick you up, bring you to the nearest airport, you get on your plane, you fly to, where's the 600, Charlotte?
Charlotte,
North Carolina, yep.
You land, you get picked up by a helicopter, they'll bring you to the racetrack, and I still remember them catching up with John Andretti, because they put IVs in you and everything on the flight, you know, to get you hydrated, and I remember him getting out of the helicopter, out of the airplane, and getting ready to go, and they go, hey, how are you feeling? And he goes, I really got to pee. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's a hell of a day. Oh, me think God. About that. And I was listening to some NASCAR radio earlier this week, and they're talking about how Kyle Larson needs to slow down on the schedule because he's so inconsistent on the NASCAR circuit.
Mm.
You know, one week he'll be second or top five. The next week he'll be top 20.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? Everybody's got to have a bad day.
He's already made the big, you know, he's already won a race. So, I mean, he's good to go as far as the end of the year. When we talk about somebody that's doing well this year, how about Donnie Schatz?
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
Got, what, two wins this year?
Two wins so far this year.
David Gravel leading the points. Schatz in second, 48 points behind. Celtic behind him, 72 points in third. But Donnie's having himself a pretty darn good year.
I think it's pretty, he's very consistent, too. Yeah. I mean, there's not very often he's not in the top five with that as well. But, you know, you talk about the sprint car racing here in general. You don't hear that other division very often.
No.
So World of Outlaws had exactly nothing to worry about.
No.
With what's going on. And I think that running that weekend schedule is still the beneficial one to be part of. So,
right. And Scotty Iverson, yeah, if you're just tuning in, I did give you kudos for the nice sweatshirt here. And
yes.
Backwards.
He texted me and I forgot to grab mine. So, but yeah. Scotty, thank you for that.
It's so fitting.
One more guy that is kind of cool and doing stuff. You know, when you talk about, I'm going to circle back because we're all over the place here today, which is great. I love this. When you talk about Peterson Racing, how much they've affected everything. You got Josh Barker's car.
Yeah.
You got Trey Hess. I mean, those cars have done, they've traveled with Tucker all last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they do those things. So, and that's very, oh my gosh. People down in the infield that just adore when Joey Peterson wins and sees it, or even when Tucker Peterson wins, you're part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick Curtis is down there. You got all these guys that just flock to this family because they take care of us so well. Julie gave me hugs when she first started knowing me.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, so, and now it's just, that's so cool when we talk about the race family, how those guys, you know, I saw about, Josh Barker said on there they're going to do something together with the Peterson family this year for some beneficial stuff, and which is great. So I think that's – speak on that. Speak on the Peterson family here, Stephen, because you've probably known them the most too.
Yeah. I mean,
Well, I know.
I was kind of thinking about if what to say, whatever. The only thing I kind of was thinking about earlier was to mention is there's when it comes to Julie, some folks might not remember the pioneer that she was in the sport here.
Yeah.
You know, she is the third one to do it, you know, overall, but she was really the one that, you know, kind of
first girl I ever saw on a dirt track.
Kicked the door down and ripped it off its hinges and just stayed in that division for a decade in a division that was Seitz, Seng, Papenfuss, all of those guys, and was a contender, won her last race that she ever ran up in Hallock in 2001. So that's kind of just one of those things. And that growing up watching that. So, you know, being a sprint kid, you know, there were people that you paid attention to, and she was one of them. And then to go from hero to neighbor to friend, there's not enough time to say enough nice things about the Peterson family, and I'll leave it at that.
I don't mean to keep on hitting that, but just when I saw these guys commenting on here that you know, I don't want emotions out of it. Yeah, I'm a very emotional guy, and I almost but
I think we're all right about there right now.
And it's just like, you know what? To see these guys coming together and doing these things, guys, kudos to you out there doing that. Race family is a huge family, and I'm so fortunate to be part of it.
And just very selfless. Everything that they've been going through, they even reached out to me the other day.
Yeah, so, and I'm going to bring that up if you don't mind, but when we had they put on the fundraiser for Julie, and I was honored that they asked me to emcee it. Yes. It was incredible, the turnout. And Joey and the family, they don't ask for anything. Joey almost, I don't know how he didn't know how to react to the fundraiser. He was overwhelmed. He doesn't ask for anything. What got me when you said, Stephen, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, he called you the other day and said, hey, neighbor, would you come over, you know, would you like to come over for a beer? Which was his way of, I think, of saying, I need to talk a little bit, you know, get this out. But how was that? Is he such a good guy?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was, honestly, it helped me a lot too. So,
right.
I don't really know how much. It was just great to see all of them.
Okay.
So,
well, we'll leave it at that now. I mean, this
I'll
is
quit just,
we're
out.
Not
just,
making this any easier on any of us.
On any of us, yeah. No, I'm with you.
Some more news to share, and I got in trouble for sharing this the first time, but Dale over here, Dale the producer, new voice of Devil's Lake Speedway.
Looking forward to the season. I am so stoked. It was so good to be out there for Test and Tune last weekend and just seeing the cars getting around the track there first time in like half a year or so. I'm stoked. I'm amped up.
Yeah, well, that's going to be good, man. You're going to have fun. You're going to love it out there. I tell you what we're going to do is, Nick says they're the type of people that give the shirt off their back, one of the best families to help. I'll just be here. Absolutely. So many people, thank you for already texting and calling in. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break here. What I want to talk about are some of the craziest moments that we can remember between all of us going to different racetracks. This dude over here, Stephen Lewis, is going to have probably got more crazy moments than I could ever even think of because he's been at 90 million tracks and he's been to 80 million more races than me. But we're going to talk about some of the crazy fun moments we've had in our careers in the dirt track racing world. But let's take a little break first, okay? Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detail towels available for your convenience on site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Oh, boy, I tell you what, you know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now when it comes time for an oil change. Head on out to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They're out on 32nd there. Love them. That's where I go. 3325 South 38th Street, actually. It's right off 32nd. I tell you what, they do everything. I go in there for an oil change. I'm usually in and out of there in about 20 minutes very fast. They also top off my fluids. They check my tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. You get discounts if you've got a fleet or if you're in the military, too. Also, they can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll knock $10 off your oil change. Also, make sure you stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change on South 38th Street the day before the Monster Trucks come. Tire One Toughest Monster Truck Tour Championship. Stop in there the day before the event. See a monster truck, get a free pit pass, and register to win free tickets. Check them out. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Tell them Grand Forks Best Force Best Grand Forks Best Source sent you. I was thinking of Star Wars for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
You did really good with that ad with everything that's going on in the background.
Thank you. I was in a panic mode there for a second.
He even looked up and saw what was going on. And he was like, "What's going on there?"
Well, nothing. Once you get the finger out, I don't know.
That's been a while.
So it's
been a while.
There was a picture that was on Facebook. It was a memory one. When Paul, the producer, was poking me in the nose with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you were gone one time, I think you were on probably on the show. And we were, yeah, he was like, so all of a sudden it came
I
out.
I was
of,
here. I immediately went, I'm going to go home and screenshot that.
Yeah. So that was you that put it on. Yeah.
Yep.
Came out of nowhere. All of a sudden this thing showed up, like, getting your nose. Yeah. Right there. Oh, that's a huge ass nostril.
And he does this thing. So he's like, I think he would have been a good pro wrestler too. You sold it real good too. You're like that. So, like, yeah, it was good. So,
What is the glove story? Heather McDonald says, do we get to hear the glove story?
Ugh, the border.
Huh?
The border.
Oh, so it's your story we're going to hear.
The border. Do you not want to tell it?
We weren't opening this up to requests. This was just the three of us. No, long story short, a couple years ago, just that final week.
You don't like this story, do you?
No, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Okay.
So just going up there and whatever, and I don't know, just whatever it was, they just were like... pulled me into the stall there, and then I had my camera bag with me or whatever. So I just like, I mean, they're doing their due diligence.
Oh, they took you out of the car. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it just one thing led to another. Well, I'm looking out the window or whatever. Well, here comes Wild Child 4N. And if you've seen his trailer, he's never washed the
thing.
And it just goes driving by, and I had a Pat Mooney moment. I was just like, I'm in here and you let that through? Are you kidding? Like, luckily I didn't let it out, like, or I'd still be up there probably. But that's that story. There was no actual glove, but yeah.
Okay, so Tori wants to know if you were sneaking stuff in.
No. No.
Tori.
Let me tell you, can I tell you one of my border stories? Many years ago, many, many, many years ago,
yeah,
I was on my way back. I actually used to be a dual citizen for a very short time. I had a temporary dual citizenship there. But the one time we were coming back home, it was very late at night,
yeah,
and the border was closed.
Can you get through that?
I did. So I don't know if they're wondering when the hell I'm going to come back to the United States. It was like 40 years ago, probably 30 some years ago.
You're still up there.
But I don't know.
Caught by a grizzly
and I've been
bear.
Back and forth a few times since. So we'll
I'm
see.
I'm going to be nice and say they were fighting over you. No, if it was Chad, it was just like, nah, you take him. Nah, you take him.
I don't want to touch that guy.
What was Pat Mooney's response with that whole thing?
Huh? Oh, didn't she say? Oh, my impression of it, I think.
Oh.
So, yeah. That was actually the picture you showed me, Dale. That's me and Pat, if you have that.
Oh, yeah. I can throw it back up here.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you'd shown that yet, but this was actually at
John,
Julie's.
It's on the green screen in your background there.
Oh.
It's on the yellow.
Oh, yep.
Let me give me a sec here. I will.
I'm getting a head rush.
John, he's hurting. John, that hurts.
Yeah, me and Pat at Julie's benefit there. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One of the. So.
What happened? Oh. What'd you do?
Oh. I got a rolled up rug under my chair. I've said this a million times. I'm going to say it again. Pat Mooney, the best dirt track announcer in the history of dirt track announcers, period. Love the guy.
Oh.
Oh, and speaking of dirt track announcers, yeah. I was going to come back from the break leading off with this. Johnny Gibson, if you're following us or watching today, I'm sorry to hear about your Penguins. They are done. Pittsburgh officially got beat out of the playoffs. And I think him and I, we had a couple of bets going on throughout the year between the Penguins and the Wild, and I think we ended up being even. I think. I'm not sure, but
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's too bad, but I like to give him a hard time about
Heather,
Pittsburgh.
What's up with Heather here?
She's got a lot of swearing today.
Well, she's swearing at us a couple times now. What is up with this?
let's just say that's a indirect quote from Pat Mooney.
Oh, okay.
So. Okay, there you go.
Got it.
Let's talk about.
I was debating whether or not to go full and say it.
Oh, there you go. I want to talk about some crazy moments again. Steven's probably got us all beat for as many races and tracks as he's been to. He's been very fortunate compared to I know what I've been to. But some of the things that I can remember that I thought were fairly crazy was, the time Brendan Mullen parked it up on the post in the infield at River City Speedway was pretty cool. And again, my memories are from River City Speedway. The Kinzer shots battle. We talked with Donnie about that a couple of weeks ago. And Kyle Larson, let's bring up, big money again, little money or whatever you want to call him. But that move when he came through the infield on turn four there and got the win was pretty big. Craziest thing that's probably ever happened to me at a racetrack was almost getting in a fist fight with a competition director of a very big touring class or touring group.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it didn't happen. I had to hold my wife back because she would probably beat him up. But
I remember that. Yeah,
but that's about all I got. What do you got? You got any great, funny, crazy moments?
You know, the stories you had were the ones I've experienced, except for the Kinzer shots when I wasn't here for that one. Obviously, the Mullen one I was, Larson I was. Almost a River City one, watching Nick Curtis jump really high because afraid of Brendan Mullen going to run him over. I was looking at him like, what are you doing? I did that. That was a pretty, at the time, it was like.
He just needed a Facebook cover photo.
Yeah. At the time, I was like, oh my God. He's going to get hit. And then when it was all over with, I just laughed because I was like, what? You're lucky. Like, that wing.
Of course that happened to you.
Yeah. That was the big one, you know. Greg Nikitenko spinning out and coming right at the crow's nest there where I stand in the middle. He hit that. That dent is still there. Nikitenko has his set here on on the River City Speedway. Minot, North Dakota, IMCA. I witnessed a car wreck and park on top of another car.
Was that the Legend wreck?
The Legend wreck was another one of them, but they had that Dakota Classic Modified Tour, which you know. Mm-hmm. The night before it all starts, we had 50-plus modifieds there. And it was before July 4th, and we had a race going on. And Wayne Johnson was one of them. He was racing modified, and I think his car got parked on Stephen Fight. I can't remember exactly, but one car was parked on top of the other car.
And like contenders to boot. Those are names both, I know. Yeah.
Both very great, huge drivers, Hall of Famers. That was one of the weirdest thing that happened to me. You want a weird happen to us too?
Anything you've seen, or anything if it has happened to you, or
getting sprayed with bug fogger. That was
he gets pictures
weirdest.
Taken of him when he gets out of the.
I'm a flash test dummy when I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, my favorite. I was in that collage that I saw you last year. I saw you go in, and I was like, I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him. Hey, and then you looked over.
Right out of the porta potty.
Right out of the portable.
We need to start getting more film footage because I've seen some pretty good stuff from you.
Yeah,
not only down on the stage, the singing, But the dancing, man, dude, yeah. You got some moves.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Moves.
I stretch out a lot.
Yeah,
I have about 3 minutes of footage when he was walking across, was it last year's Randallay? And I'm just like, oh, he's going to eat it.
He's going to go. He's going to go.
Eat it, and yeah. I'm going to turn it that into was, a GIF, and it's going to be awesome.
That was 2 years ago at the John Sites.
Okay.
Where
okay.
I was about ready, because it was just sloppy wet, and I was yep. about ready to fall down. And yeah, that
I
was,
literally kept the phone on you for 3 minutes. I was like, come yeah. on, eat it already. Yeah. Eat it.
He's wishing for you to fall. 100%. Steph Klawstrike, Travis Robertson launching through the signs. That was epic. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah,
it was like an Evel Knievel in on four wheel kind of thing.
Yeah, you can still watch that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
So, yeah, that shot's Kinza race was still the best I've ever seen. I wish there was better video of it. But, yeah, I mean... That is still, I think, the Outlaws record for lead changes.
Oh, that was a crazy race.
So, I mean, yeah.
When you hear Johnny Gibson's voice go up another octave, because when he gets excited, it was like the Kyle Larson deal, too. When he gets excited, boy, oof-da, because he holds it together pretty good. But,
well, you've shared the booth with him, too. Well, like, if it's really good, like, he's either on the edge of his seat or he will start standing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? So, like, yeah.
Yeah, what, he's pretty good.
Any now with all the traveling that you were doing before, I know you used to go down south a lot, where you get to go see the red dirt and the red clay and all that. Is it quite a bit of a different racing surface? Because you hear guys talk about it, you know, and the dirt's a lot different. But what's it like compared, say, if you're down in, I don't know, New Mexico or wherever you would go? Mm-hmm. What's it like compared to up here?
Well, out west, your Vegases and the Arizona tracks, of course, as you would expect, very sandy, mm-hmm. If you run an afternoon race, it'll get so dry, it'll start to, like, break like glass.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Really?
So, okay. But then there's other places like East Bay or Corpus Christi or whatever, they're so low, they're, like, below sea level, you're expecting the track to slick off as the night goes on. Well, it gets wetter because the tide's coming in. So, I mean, there's lots of crazy stuff. From being as far away from other things, once you start getting past Houston and Knoxville, it's like a whole, like, yeah, we're doing the same thing, but it's totally different,
right?
You know,
that's so crazy.
Steven, I got a question for
you. Oh.
A few weeks ago, when you're in with Victoria Stutsky talking about her racing in Canada and covering up there, have you any stories from just like covering like the Canada side of the speedway tracks there?
Yeah, I guess there's some I could tell and some I couldn't. that's another one that's just like, I haven't been up there for a while though, but Winnipeg's even different than here because it's 4/10 of a mile and mostly straightaway, you know. So, but yeah, so.
Not a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Brandon Grover's watching. Skagit is clay, not dirt. I am. Okay.
That's in Washington. That's one of his home places. Yeah.
So we're looking at River City Speedway schedule coming up. We've got do we have a Tuesday show?
Yes, we do.
I thought so. That's the week of the 4th of July because I think the 4th is on a Friday.
It's Thursday.
Or Thursday.
Year.
Thursday.
That's it.
Yeah, fourth is on a Thursday.
So we're running Tuesday the 2nd.
Which I can see. Yeah, they're just doing that because they know.
Yeah.
The 4th of July is going to be a weekend where everybody's going to go to the lake.
Nobody's going to be there. Yeah.
Sounds like makes that'll sense be to me. A 2-year litmus test because then next year it'll be Friday. It'll be Friday. They'll try Tuesday.
Oh, sure.
Whatever it is, Tuesday the 1st next year.
I think, didn't you know that?
I didn't. Oh, yeah.
Well, I figured it out. Next year would be a Friday. Yeah.
Well, the only reason why I know the schedule is because I coach baseball with my son,
mm-hmm.
and I was comparing my baseball schedule tournaments weekends with my racing schedule to make sure because I got too many, you know, I want to make sure I'm somewhat organized. I am nowhere near as organized as my wife, Brittany. You know, she can do that. Like their calendar thing on here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm that right there.
Yep, that's my wife with same conversation yesterday. She goes, well, I need your schedule. I go, well, I'm not bringing my schedule from work in. It's all on the phone. We can get it. Yeah. Well, it's you never put it on your phone. Well, no, but I know where to look it up. But
right.
Anyway, I went through this actually yesterday.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got Fair Racing will be, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They got the Baja.
Baja on Sunday,
so yeah. So that'll be the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of June. Of course, World of Outlaws are here June 7th. World of Outlaw Late Models are going to be here June 28th. Then July 2nd, we've got that Tuesday show, no Friday. Then it's then on the 19th and 20th, it's a Friday, Saturday of July, yep. We've got two shows there.
That's the IRA Sprints.
Yep, yep, and that's always a good time, and I'm actually going to get to be there this year for that.
Me too.
And then, of course, September 5th, 6th, 7th, the Prelude to the Johnny and the John Seitz Memorial, and then we're going to go all the way through the 20th, all sprint car stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
And I think the schedule is very, like, lucrative of
yes.
huge racing happening here. It's I mean, there's no doubt about
it. Kind of
it.
Aggressive.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, that's kind of what everybody wants to see and check it out. So what are you smiling about?
Yeah.
Tory Martin.
Oh, when Lou Kennedy dumped his toilet on the track in Winnipeg,
it's
I did not hear about
that.
It's
not the only time
that.
Or place he did that.
Oh, on purpose?
Yeah.
Would that be Junior? Oh.
Yep.
Gee, go figure. I don't know why that came to my mind.
There was a night in 96, and I won't implicate the track that he did it at, but we're out in the pit area. He goes taking off, and he makes a left turn and goes onto the front stretch, and we're like, what are they doing? Where's mm-hmm. he going? Well, it's sitting there for a while. Well, it must have been, I think that was like a Sunday race, so the next Friday we come back. They start asking him, why were you parked on the straightaway, you know, for so long? First time I'm going to swear on the show, this is a direct quote. They gave us shit, so we gave it back.
Oh. Wouldn't you think that'd be illegal? Illegal dumping? So. Something?
So.
Wow.
Put his shit on the front stretch.
By the way, Nolan Olmsted's birthday is on a Thursday
this
year.
I don't know if we
this
should
year.
Even have told that, but you brought Thursday. It up, Tori, so yeah. I'm going to blame you.
We're going to blame it on Tori. Yeah.
You know, the thing is it doesn't surprise me when the name popped up on who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never knew that. Boy, but, the guy knows everything.
Well, I always refer him to the stats guy for me because he'll always either run by me and tell me what the significance of that win would mm-hmm. have been. Because mm-hmm. He knows I'm not from this area, knowing more now. But right away, he was like, first time him and I met in Devil's Lake, he sat down with me and we went through every.
That was a long night.
It was a long night. We went through every name because I was like, I don't. Mm-hmm. Some of these are mm-hmm. crazy. They're French Canadian names that I'm like, ah. You know,
a lot of those tough names for Chad, like Anderson, Smith, you know, a lot of the long ones, you know. So
I have a hard one with Bolio, because to me it's like Baloo,
yeah.
Or the guy out of Bemidji. And you know, not only Steven, but when we're at River Cities, Terry Blacklance, he'll be messaging me all the time yeah. saying, that's not how you say it, you
right.
knucklehead.
No, I was already kind of with Dale here at practice last week. I was just like, well, probably like with Chad or whatever, I'll run up, and once we have a name that's difficult, we'll go over them and whatever. Yeah. So
I'm gonna say I'll be picking your brains a lot. I definitely appreciate it a lot. And I know last year, too, when I was helping out at Victory Lane last year a few times there, you definitely helped me out a lot. So I always appreciate a lot for the stats or anything else, too.
Yep.
And you know, I do a lot of hockey play-by-play and things like
that
on the radio still. But that's the first thing I do when I go down and interview coaches is I get pronunciations. It's not so easy at a racetrack.
Right.
You can't find everybody. You could go to somebody's pit or their hauler or their trailer, and they might not be there.
Right.
So you have to lean on people, and thank goodness we got guys like Steven around who knows everybody and can help us out, because let's face it, there's nothing wrong. And I've had people come up to the booth and tell me you're pronouncing it wrong. Thank goodness. You know, they feel bad that they're telling me. I wish they would have told me earlier. I wish they would have told me the first time I mispronounced his name instead of the 10th time.
On the first heat race.
Yeah, right. Because
and it's usually the kind of person that's just like, no, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't care, but
well,
I do.
If you have a name like that, you're just like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Like, you learn to be nice about it.
You
but,
learn,
you know.
You learn if they're from places, the first thing you do is find out where they're from, because if they're from places like Steven.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 30 letters without a vowel in there.
That's why I love when the Quebec guys came in the lightning sprint thing. I was like, oh, you guys are in trouble.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Yeah.
Travis Sirius.
Ceraris.
So
thank
that means
you, Travis. I was trying
never,
to think of an example.
Ceraris. That means I have never once said that name right. Travis, man, I tell you what. Because of that, I feel bad. Ceraris, you owe me a beer because of that. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
well, no, I got to remember that.
You know, for us, it's more of a it's a respect thing. We don't want to get their names wrong.
No. You know? God, no. So, if I was out there, I wouldn't want my name said wrong.
Right.
You know? Right. Nate yep. Reynolds, is Cinnamon Chad going to be a guest speaker at Devil's Lake at all this year?
You know, I would really love to go back there and do some stuff. But Parker's baseball schedule is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even, I got, you know, Dale luckily is going to be on my fast pass here for helping me out here. But I would love to get down there and do some stuff. But.
I'm hoping to get down there at least once this year. I love going to Devil's Lake. Yeah. I effed up Seth Klaustrikes for 2 years before his dad came to the booth and told me what it really was. Casey, I love hearing how track announcers try to say my name when I first show up. How do you say it again?
Which one are we doing?
Usatus. Okay. I think I got
that's
that
one. That's one at Devil's Lake where I got hit. Because I would say the wrong thing, and then Steven would either tap me or something. You know, when I say hit, it's a light tap, not. It's probably like a broom handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like yeah.
Whapping smack. Me. Yeah.
There were a couple. If it was someone that kept coming back every week, it was just like, all right, there's only one way to do this. It's Pavlovian effect time.
Pavlovian effect time.
Maybe if I smack him enough times, he'll get it right. But.
Klaustrike.
Bam, bam.
Klaustrike. That's how I say it. Klaustrike.
Clockwork orange kind of stuff. Say it right.
Seth was awesome with me because he would message me on Facebook, and he'd tell me that. I mean, that was good. Oh, now they're just harassing Casey.
Ass-hattis?
Ass-hattis?
Jeez.
Ass.
We're pretty close from, I'll help Casey here a little bit. Slow strike?
Whoa.
Cloud. Wow. Oh, strike. Wow.
You're going back
that's
and forth.
That's a burn there, boy.
I'll add to it. Sorry, Seth.
Yeah. Oh, Amanda Jo.
Hallie is phenomenal. Hallie's last names. Yeah. Well, okay.
She got to hop in and do some lightning sprint announcing in Devil's Lake with me.
Okay.
She did a couple. I think I let her do the feature, I believe.
Oh.
I don't remember, but... Yeah, she was Seth. Whoa.
Whoa.
She does pretty good. She does pretty good with that. I love this. This is kind of cool. We're talking about everything we're messing up on.
Yeah, and all we're talking about is a whole lot of nothing.
And, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, sometimes the people like this are engaging with us. And we're talking to them about it. And, you know, having Steven here to verify information for us is always good.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, folks? Also, too, if you know anybody that deserves to be on the show, you think, or they want to be on the show, feel free to email us local@gfbestsource.com. Also, you can see most of these people here that have been texting in on the show. I would imagine almost all of these people have my phone number. Between them all, I know they've got one of our numbers.
Or even me, not I can all pass of them. Along.
Right.
So.
Feel free to get a hold of us. I can tell you right now, we're pretty much open for all of May.
If Casey's up in this area, it'd be fun to talk to him for a little bit.
It would be. Would be. Brendan, you don't realize how much you mess up people's names until you're announcing it every week. I tell you what, I did the World Junior Hockey Tournament.
Yeah.
I did 18 games. I was the arena announcer, PA announcer. You should see some of those names. You think people from Steven got some effed up names? You should see some of these guys. So what they do is they bring a media person with the team, and you meet with this media person, and they go through all of the pronunciations, so you write them down phonetically.
Sure.
Well, the thing is, here's the deal in radio. As long as you sound like you know what you're talking about, most people believe you. So these names that were thrown out up there on the PA, I would just say it like I knew what I was talking about. You'd look down, and you'd see couple of guys had elbow him, and you could see they were chuckling because I butchered their names, but they're 8,000 miles away from home, so who really cares if I mess it up?
There's one name that I can never mess up, and it's one of the best names in racing, and you know it. Can you think of it?
Do I?
Yeah. Larry McFall's favorite name in racing.
Domagala!
What? There's a gentleman that drove, it was a modified back in the day. His name is Tracy. And now his son, Hunter,
And they're streeters.
Drives a street stock or stock car in IMCA. It's just, he goes, it's the best name in motorsports, Tracy Domangala. Yeah, so I can never mess up that one. That was a pretty good one.
Tori says, you got to get Blake Eglin on one more time. Did we have Blake on? I don't even remember.
I know we had Tom.
I know Tommy's been on, but I asked Blake.
Been a while. I think it might have been one of the first shows, actually.
Okay, great question. Could have been.
Hey, it's another great question. How many miles, Stephen, do you put on in a year?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Not as many now. It ended up being around 4,500 last year, but after two seasons, and 94,000 total.
Wow. Amanda Joe wants to know if your boss is going to give you, make you go back to, I missed it now, something about missing work today.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I'll check back in with him later.
Okay.
We're just shut. Hey, Mike Speaker thinks we're going to be here.
Yeah, I might lay low.
Oh.
I just looked it up. Blake Eglin was on the November 19th, 2020 episode.
Okay, wow. I figured it was 2020.
That was one of our first ones.
Yep.
Sorry about that, Blake. The 80s was hard on me. Very hard on me.
We use that excuse a lot.
What else do I have?
Well, that's perfect, because we all get to chuckle about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it at the racetrack.
It all started on the 80s. Steven Ader, we were talking about you before the show started. Peekaboo, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We're going to get him back up here, too.
Nothing bad.
When do they race go-karts at Fargo? Is that Monday?
Mondays.
Okay.
Yep.
I really, really want to get up there.
Oh, yeah. It's on, Steven Ader. Okay. It's on. Yeah.
Can't wait to beat you in the picks. Tommy Eglin, have me and Blake on, but I wouldn't shut up. I would love to have both of you on there. Good thing is, when you have Tommy on the show, you don't worry about running out of beer.
No.
Tommy doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No.
I can still remember the first time going to his house. I mean, I've only been there one time.
Yeah.
Where we were in the bar, my wife and I just decided to take a road trip, and we stopped into the bar, and I'm like, hey, Eglin's live around here somewhere. And the lady, just go around the corner over there, and you'll see. Well, saw it right away. Sprint cars all over in the driveway, yeah. and they're out there. And, boy, I tell you what, they treated my wife and I like we'd known them for a million years. Great, great, great people. I beat you quite a bit last year, Steven Ader. Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
What else we got? Anything?
No, man, I think, you know, we're getting close to that time where it's going to be Friday nights are going to go wild here. You know, I was feeling pretty good until yesterday and today with the weather.
I know, mm-hmm. I know.
You know, it is what it is.
You know, around here, but again, and I have said this a ton in the last couple of weeks, think about it, a year ago today, we probably still had a foot and a half of snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, last year, River City Speedway, we did not get the season going till the week before the World of Outlaws got here.
Well, and so, we talked about this with Scotty and Tommy. Like, hey, you know, in order for them to turn the water on to get things going down there, it can drop below freezing at night.
Yep.
So if it keeps on dropping below freezing, it's another takes time.
Maybe next week if they don't already have it going. Steven Ader, I'll finally be back at full strength with both cameras this year. It's great to hear.
I saw his, just before you go there, I think I saw your other one at the shop there, if I remember right, Steven Ader. So that'll be neat to see.
Yeah.
I got a question for the table. What are you all looking forward to the most on day one of the season?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Hoping all my equipment works right.
You always, and you're gonna see this too, you always worry about gremlins in the press box. Or last year, my mic wasn't working properly at all. That was a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
You always worry about that. This, you know, I hate to circle back to it, but this first night's going to be very emotional for all of us.
Yeah.
So I'm not really looking forward to that part of it. I'm looking forward to seeing great faces, the race family back together again. And some awesome looking cars. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I mean, when you think about, when you say it's going to be emotional, you know, boy, lost a lot of good ones, since last race season, you know, Donnie and guys like that. Daryl Oakley, the Canadians are watching. Good to hear from you, man. Just waiting for the ground to dry to pull the trailer out. Could be a great race this year. Great races this year. It is.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, last year with my wife going through all the issues she went through. I'm going to get to actually spend some time with these guys this year. So I am really, really looking forward to this.
Okay, Steven, your turn.
I guess maybe not even something, because I almost feel like I've already had that one with the practice the other night.
Mm-hmm.
But on more of a larger scale, then you'll bring everyone in at the same time. So just seeing everyone again, whatever. But my hope for the year is that everyone will have more fun with it.
Yeah. Last year was kind of an angsty year.
I feel like the last couple of years have, and not, I can say it from my end for sure, but For a lot of folks, it's their seasons have been made a lot longer just because of various
Amen.
Issues.
Amen.
So, yep.
Amen.
Just go out and have fun with it. We're, you know.
We've talked about yeah. this at length numerous times
oh my
about
gosh.
Last year, angsty people, and that I'm being nice.
Yeah.
When I say angsty, you know, some of the shows we've been trying to do, like when we had Scotty and Tommy on, and try to explain to the people what all is involved with running a race show or track or whatever.
Yes.
There's a billion things. And you know what? If you're not 190% happy this first night or whatever night, sorry, come back. We'll try to make it better for yeah. you, you know, have a better experience. But, you know, it's like all my years in radio, you'd get people to call you up and say, this song sucks. What do you, you know, and, all, and my boss would hate it when I'd say this, but I'd say, hey, see that little knob on your radio?
Yeah.
Turn it.
Yeah.
But give me 5 minutes and turn it back.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe your song that you think is so god awful won't be on anymore. And it's the same.
Yeah.
You know what? There's things, there's gremlins, there's trials and tribulations. Things can go wrong. We got Mother Nature. We've got all kinds of things to worry about. So there we go. May 3rd, Red River Valley Speedway season opener. All right. Thank you, Stephen. All right.
Let's say. Let's hope next weekend and get to drop the loud pedal next weekend. There you go.
There you go. Next weekend.
I like Corey. Yeah. Going to be a fun 2024. Yeah. I love this.
Okay.
I love this. Everybody, look at that.
Wow.
I think everybody's looking forward to this just like we are. And I think one thing we got to remember is that we're all human.
Yeah.
And that everybody makes a mistake and understand the positivity goes a long ways.
Yeah.
So I was always told, and I get to deal with a lot of complaints throughout my job.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always told you can cure a lot more things with sugar than vinegar.
Absolutely. So. And you also know, usually when it comes to a decision being made at a racetrack or facility, it's not usually just one person
no.
that makes that decision.
Yep.
All right. It's you know what? If you're that fan that likes this, that, or that, and it always doesn't cater to you, that's too bad. It happens. All right. I'm hoping to travel to a few different shows this year, not just the Outlaws, Jeff, Chewy. I tell you what, and I yeah. mentioned this to you before, you get your butt up here. The three of you come up here. You got a place to stay. We'll hang with you. I know my dogs would really love to hang with you guys. So come on up. All right.
Yeah. Steven, thanks, buddy. Thanks yeah, for coming
you,
and doing
you got
this.
An open invite anytime you want mm-hmm. to come in here. In fact, yeah. Your ideas, he's always texting me these things yeah. and bouncing these things. He's my go-to guy, no doubt about it. Bye, Stephen Lewis. Get ready for me to annoy you this season. Can't wait to see the Martins up here, too. Stephen Lewis, thank you for coming in again today. I, you know, the thing, he's got to be getting sick of it because I only call him on short notice. Like, please bail me out of this trouble we are in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's nice to rely on those guys.
Yes, it is.
You know, because the hardest thing for us sometimes is to get somebody to come here during the day.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you can't just, right. everybody can't just leave work on a Thursday at 11 o'clock
yeah.
to come and make me happy.
Right.
Are you happy? Great show, guys. Keith Cumming, you're still on my short list too, bud. We're going to get you down here.
God, I'm hoping he gets somebody to run that track up there.
I thought there was something, you know, we had heard it through the grapevine that it was going to be a go, yeah. and we'll
Great
see.
Guy. He needs to be at the bottom of the microphone still.
All right.
Yep.
Stephen Lewis, thank you again. Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys,
thanks, both
thank
you.
You for coming
yes.
in. Yeah,
thanks,
I can't
guys.
Wait for the season to start. We will talk and get together soon. I'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout-out out there to Rumors Sports Bar Casino for bringing you Dirty Thursday today. Boy, BT and the group over there, what can you say about Rumors? What more is there to say? Wall-to-wall TVs. Watch your favorite teams on TV. They've got buses to UND sporting events and all the big-name concerts. Bet on the horses. Play bingo. Try your luck at charitable gaming. Great lunch and dinner specials with that $7 express lunch. Home of the world-famous Beer Tower. Monday nights, DJ Trivia Night. Great place with a great atmosphere. Rumors Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. Love it. Sandwich and a side today, by the way, for just $7. Check it out. There you can see. Oh, look at that. The old horse thief. Harry Johnson trailer, Stephen Lewis, standing by. What a great pick. Thank you, Dale, the producer, for putting on all of this stuff you see in the background. It's all because of this dude right here. Hey, Fork Sports Highway tonight with Monty, Bill, Raven, and the rest of the crew at 6:30. They've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Make sure you tune in. It is the best sports podcast around. Hey, I'll catch you all tomorrow. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show. Pretty cool. Grand cities are awesome. Grand Forks' best source, giving them an identity again.